الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم وسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد صدق الله العظيم. أما بعد, respected scholars, dear brothers, young friends, and mothers and sisters that are listening at home, the condition for any action of yours to be accepted is sincerity, is to be sincere, is to have ikhlas. This is the condition for our a'mal to be accepted according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have an ulterior motive, or if you have another reason when you're doing something, a reason other than to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that action is not an acceptable action. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us the famous hadith, the hadith of intention, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, but indeed actions are according to your intentions. Indeed actions are according to your intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, and according to your intention, that is what your reward will be. So we learn from this famous hadith, and by the way, most hadith scholars, including Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, you hear Sahih al-Bukhari, Asahul Kutub Ba'da Kitabillah, the Sahih al-Bukhari, which is the most authentic book after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He starts his book with this hadith. And many other muhaddithin and scholars, they also start their book with this hadith. For the simple reason to remind us as to why we are doing what we are doing. Why do we pray? Why are we learning? Why are we seeking knowledge? Why are we praying? Why are we fasting? Why are we giving charity, etc., etc.? What is the reason behind it? Let it not be that your intention is weak, or let it not be your intention for giving is something other than for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, actions are according to your intentions. So without being humble, without being sincere, without having ikhlas, without our intention being correct, that action will not be accepted by Allah. Surah Al-Ma'un, you read, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Yes? What's the verse before that? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Woe to those people who pray. Woe to those people who pray salah. Meaning, it's destruction for them. Which type of prayers? Which type of people who pray? الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَمْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَوْنَ. They are forgetful in their prayer. They are forgetful in their prayer. They don't keep on top of their namaz. They don't keep on top of their salah. They keep on top of everything but their salah. They keep on top of their food. They have to eat food on time, 3-4 times a day. They keep on top of their gym. They have to make sure they go to gym daily. Yes? They keep on top of their work and their salary. They have to make sure they're on time. But they don't keep on top of the most important job and duty that you have is to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So woe to those who pray, those who are forgetful in their prayer. Number one. And الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. Those who pray to show other people. Those who pray their salah to show other people. Their prayer is not for Allah. They're praying so that people can say, MashaAllah, look at him. He looks like a proper sheikh and a saint. So woe to those people. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. So it's very important that we have the correct intention. The verse which I recited has got to do with this as well. You see, when we do something for someone, I come across a hadith the other day, famous hadith you probably heard, that أَثْقَلُ شَيْءٍ عَلَى الْمِيزَانِ, that the most heaviest thing that will be on your scale on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, there are going to be scales. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. That on the Day of Judgment, we will place scales. Scales of justice. Scales of justice. On this day, فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Nobody's going to be wrong today. There's not going to be no sort of oppression. No dhulam whatsoever. And everything is going to be scaled. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith that the heaviest thing for the believer to be scaled on the Day of Judgment will be what? Your salah? No. Roza in Ramadan? Fast? No. Charity? No. But akhlaq, good akhlaq, good characteristics. Good akhlaq, good characteristics. Good tabi'at. Your nature is good. You're well spoken. You have respect. Your mannerisms are in check. This person's scales will be beaming on the Day of Judgment. Will be heavy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good akhlaq. Good akhlaq in all situations. So, as a believer, and sometimes we are guilty of this, whether knowingly or unknowingly, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in a situation where we are well off and we are able to help someone in whatever capacity. Now everybody has the ability and the capability to help someone in whatever capacity. I don't need to go delve into examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم. Don't let your charity and your sadaqah go to waste. In other words, it won't be accepted if you do it with the following two reasons. Now charity, sadaqah is a very broad word. Sadaqah, charity is a very broad word. In Islam, there are many types of sadaqah. One form of sadaqah is helping the poor and needy by giving them money, by buying them food, by giving them clothes. This is sadaqah. Tabassum li akhika sadaqah. Smiling at your brother is also sadaqah. Smiling at your brother is also sadaqah. Moving an obstacle from the road is also sadaqah. Helping someone in need is also sadaqah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, don't let your charity go to waste. Bil manni. By reminding other people that you have helped them. O you who believe, do not let your charities go to waste بالمني. By reminding them, oh, do you remember I helped you? Help me back now. We don't help someone to get help back. We don't do someone a favor just so that they can return the favor later on. This isn't the correct way. This isn't the correct niyyah. This isn't the correct intention. When you help someone, when you aid someone, when you help someone, when you aid someone, you do it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. Not to get anything in return. This is ulterior motive. Then you lose out on all the rewards. Bil manni, by reminding others. So if you are in a position where you are able to help someone, help them. But don't leave any strings attached. By saying, do you remember when I helped you? Now you need to help me. By constantly reminding them. The good that you did goes to waste. And then it's not accepted in the sight of Allah. Hadith mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains helping His servant so long as His servant helps somebody else. So long as you are aiding and helping someone with the correct intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will constantly help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aid and nusra and help will always be with you. So bil manni. And the second thing, wal adha. Don't let your charity, don't let your acts go to waste by doing it so that you can cause harm to that person. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The definition of a Muslim. The definition of a Muslim is that other Muslims are protected from his tongue and from his hands. You do not harm another Muslim. Sibabul Muslimi fusuqun wa qitaluhu kufrun. That to swear to swear at another Muslim is transgression, is guna, is sin. Wa qitaluhu kufrun. And to kill another Muslim is kufr. So it's very important we learn these things. We help solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Now I mentioned there are different types of sadaqah and charity that we give. But there's also etiquette in how we give as well. There's also a way in how we give to others. One etiquette is we don't remind them. We don't remind them that, look, I did this favor for you. No, there's no reward in that for you. There's no reward whatsoever. And nor do we do it so that we can put them in harm. We help them sincerely. And the fada'il and the virtues of sadaqah are many. The fada'il and the virtue of sadaqah are so much. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't look at your appearance. He doesn't look at how much wealth you got. This doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the state of your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your deeds. Were they done with the correct niyyah? Were they done with the correct intention or not? That's why, clean your heart. Clean your heart by removing animosity and bugs for everyone. Because the giver is Allah and the taker is also Allah. The giver is Allah and the taker is also Allah. Allah gave you and Allah will take from you as well. And Allah will give you again. Allah will give you again. How? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If for what you have, if Allah has given you wealth, health, whatever you may have or possess, you are content with that and you do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are grateful to Allah for what you have. You don't moan and complain and be ungrateful. Allah will increase. Allah will increase for you. And when you give wholeheartedly, when you give wholeheartedly, when you give in such a way where it's only for Allah, even if it's a penny, even if it's 50p, even if it's a pound. And by the way, I'm not asking for any money, right? You're probably thinking, you only hear this when somebody comes to for chanda or for donations. I don't want nothing. I'm encouraging you to give, but to give whoever you want to give. But the point is, make it a habit to give. Make it a habit to give. And when you give wholeheartedly. Even if it's 20p, 30p, wallahi Allah will give you more. Allah will give you more. Because my Rasul and my Habib isn't a liar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't a liar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as-sadiqul amin. He is the most truthful and trustworthy. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sadaqah doesn't decrease your mal. Sadaqah doesn't decrease your wealth. You ask those people who have given sadaqah, or you maybe have experienced this before. When you give sincerely, when nobody's watching, when you give in such a way that your left hand doesn't even know what you gave, Allah gives you 10 times more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces that. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever gives in the path of Allah, whoever gives solely for the sake of Allah, when you give charity solely for the sake of Allah, Allah gives you أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. كَثِيرًا, not 10 times more, not 20, not 30, not 40. However much Allah gives, many, many, many more. More than me and you can imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So, as-sadaqatu doesn't, la tanqus al-mal, it doesn't decrease your wealth. And as-sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadab al-rabbi, that the sadaqah, by giving charity, it extinguishes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ghussa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, it extinguishes it. Just like a fire, you put water in, slowly, slowly that fire comes down. Slowly, slowly that fire comes down. So just remember the hadith. You know, when you're angry, it's like fire rising up inside you. When you're angry, it's like fire rising up inside you. Everybody has anger. It's one of the fitrati things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Emotions. Sometimes you get angry, sometimes you're not. Some people get more angry than others. So for those people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a remedy. The Messenger of Allah has given us a remedy. He says, when you're getting angry, go do wudu. Splash some cold water on you. It will cool your body down. It will cool you down. Or drink some water. Inside will become cool. Or if you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting down, lie down. This is the method that's mentioned in the hadith for those people who get really angry. So, I was mentioning the fada'il and virtues of giving charity. Some people think we only need to give in Ramadan. No, that's not the case. Yes, giving in Ramadan has its own virtues. Giving in Ramadan has its own virtues. But you should try and make it a habit to give every time. Especially when we bring children to the masajid, etc. Give them 10p, 20p, 50p, whatever. They go put it in the box. What does this do? It makes an adat and a habit from a young age. And they will become sakhi. And they will become generous people. And generous people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah gives, look how much Allah gives. Look how much Allah gives us. We all know our ahwal and our state and our condition. But when Allah gives, Allah doesn't look, Allah gives. When we give, we have to be careful. Oh, am I going to run out of credit, run out of cash, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives abundantly. But the condition is, like I mentioned right at the beginning, your niyat has to be correct. Your niyat, your intention in whatever you do, your niyat and intention in whatever you do has to be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to end on a very, very, very scary hadith for myself, for everyone. The first three people to be thrown into Jahannam. The first three people to be thrown into the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from this. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will call a scholar. Allah will call a alim, a mufti, a sheikh. Allah will call, a alim. And He'll say, what did you do in your life? The scholar will say, I gave khutbahs, I gave talk, I sat on the minbar, I gave this, I gave that. And I guided the people. I told them about the Quran. I told them about the Hadith. And I guided them. And I taught children, etc., etc., etc. All the things you can think about. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is alimun bidhati. Remember this. Allah is alimun bidhati sudur. Allah knows what is in our hearts. We can hide it from everyone else, but we can't hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will say, anta kadhab. You're a liar. You taught, you gave talks, you led the prayer, you did this, you did that, just so that people could say, wah, wah to you. Just so that people could say, mashallah, look at him, big mufti, he's a alim, he's a sheikh, he's got a beautiful voice, he's a qari, he's a hafiz. You did this so that people could glorify you, so that you could become famous in the eyes of the people. May Allah protect us all. Then it will be said, throw this person into the depths of Jahannam. then the second person will be called. The second person will be called a mujahid, somebody who did jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took part in battles, he took part in noble, noble causes, but to protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be questioned to him, what did you do in your life? The person will say, oh, I did this, I did that, I fought this for Islam, I protected Islam, I fought for this, I fought for that cause, this cause, that cause. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, anta kadhab, you're a liar. You did all of this so that people could call you brave. You stood up and you spoke about this issue, about that issue. You spoke about Palestine. You spoke about this and that. So that why? So that people could say, La Masha, look at him. He speaks up when nobody speaks up. You did it because you wanted attention. You were an attention seeker. That's why. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, throw this person, drag him and throw him into the fire. And then the last person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call somebody who used to spend. Somebody who used to give charity, used to give sadaqat, he used to give this. He was very sakhi, he was very generous. MashaAllah, the people used to look at him. If only we could have so much money like him, so that we can give sadaqah. So Allah will question him. What did you do in your life? He says, Allah, you gave me wealth and I spent it. I spent it on the poor. I fed this person, I fed that person, I helped this person. All for your sake, oh Allah. Allah will say, Anta kadhab, you're a liar. You did it so that people could say, MashaAllah, look at him, he's generous, he feeds everyone. You did it so that you could get attention as well. Jao, throw this person into the fire of hell. So it's very important, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Indeed, actions are according to our intentions. Sort our intentions out. Shaitan's going to come to you and say, you're doing this for this. But tell Shaitan, go away. My intention is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to rectify our intention and upon the deen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Maghrib, Maghrib to after Isha. So Isha kinna maghrib? Hapas. Close to 9. Inshallah, today we are also very fortunate that inshallah, today after Isha Salah will be at 8:45. We have, mashallah, our honorable guest, Sheikh Mona Ashad Madni. Damar Barakatuh. Mona Ahmad? Acha. Mona Ahmad Khizr Sahib, mashallah, he comes yearly and mashallah, his bayans are fantastic. So inshallah, after Isha Salah, there will be a program today after Isha Salah. Isha Salah is at 8:45. Inshallah. So, yes. So, Isha Salah is at 8:45. So, everybody please take part in this and try and make it for Isha Salah. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين فهذه جملة يسيرة من حسن معاشرته صلى الله عليه وسلم لتقتفي به أمته وتحوز النعم فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس وأشجع الناس وأجود الناس ما ضرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا قط بيده ولا امرأة ولا خادما إلا أن يجاهد في سبيل الله ولم يك فاحشا ولا متفحشا ولا سخابا في الأسواق ولا يجزي بالسيئة السيئة ولكن يعفو ويصفح وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعود المريض ويشيع الجنازة ويجيب دعوة المملوك وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخصف نعله ويخيط ثوبه ويعمل في بيته ويفلي ثوبه ويحلب شاته ويخدم نفسه وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طويل الصمت قال أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه خدمت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي أف ولا لم صنعت ولا ألا صنعت وقيل يا رسول الله أدعو على المشركين قال إني لم أبعث لعانا وإنما بعثت رحمة وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها فإذا رأى شيئا يكرهه عرفناه في وجهه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وزلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت وليي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم وقيهم كواقية الوليد. اللهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم اغفنا بحلالك عن حرامهم وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواه. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتاهم. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية في جميع بلايا الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك الوضع والدين. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام العافية ونسألك دوام العافية ونسألك الشكر على العافية ونسألك الغنى عن الناس ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.